8:41, time for savvy tips from Marianne, and it is the season for baking, but this holiday, I guess it's also a time of some food supply issues at the stores and also in some neighborhood bakeries, Marianne.
That is very true, Bob. There are so many baking supplies that are either not available or they're really expensive because of supply shortages and high demand. Because, as you know, there are packaging shortages, lack of staffing, and everybody wants to celebrate as if the pandemic were over,
yeah,
but it's not.
Yeah, I feel like it's just starting. So nobody wants to just buy pre-made stuff for the holidays, do they?
Well, it's just that a lot of the pre-made stuff is just not even on the shelves anymore. So the shortages are different, though, depending on what region you live in. So the advice is that when you see something that you think you're going to need, just buy it right away. And also, by the way, get into the spirit of the season by not hoarding all the ingredients.
Yes.
But if you can't find things like cream cheese, graham cracker crust, or Cool Whip, you just have to get a little creative. And you can either pivot to like a new recipe or try a new technique with your old recipe or just make those things from scratch.
And I know you have a few examples, and everybody, especially this time of year, is into pies, eating pies, making pies. What do we do with about that pie crust?
Yeah, the pie crust is really hard to find. I mean, a lot of people just buy pie crust and then make the pie and, you know, put it in there. But you can find a recipe for homemade pie dough, and all you really need is a food processor and a few ingredients, and not only will it taste great when you make your own pie dough, you can also substitute like gluten-free flour or dairy-free butter for guests who have food allergies. So it's not so bad.
Mm-hmm. And I know you have a hack. You have a graham cracker crust hack, don't you?
Yes. So graham cracker crust flours, it's like a specialized flour, and it's really hard to find right now. And I say just do it the old-fashioned way, the way that I used to do it anyway, which is just find whole graham crackers and crush them, pulse them in the food processor or in the blender, or you can even do it by hand by sticking them in a Ziploc bag and using a rolling pin, and then mix it with melted butter and sugar and press it into your pie pan, and there you go. You have graham cracker crust from scratch.
That sounds great. And even if whipped cream is not in short supply, it's still cool to make your own, and you know how to do that, I know.
Yeah, you can take heavy or whipping cream and whisk it in a metal bowl with an electric hand mixer, or you can just put it in like a mason jar, any kind of a glass jar, and shake it until the cream thickens, and then add sugar and continue whisking it or shaking it until it becomes firm and it holds its shape. And there you go. Voila, whipped cream.
Yeah, we had a story in the news yesterday about Kraft and cream cheese being in short supply. What do we do? What do we do if you can't find cream cheese?
It sounds like they're turning this into a huge marketing campaign. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
They're giving away like $20. Did you have to register? You have to go through a lot because I tried to do it. But they're giving away supposedly $20 to anybody who agrees to make a different dessert, not a cream, you know, a cheesecake.
Yeah, right.
Because you need cream cheese for cheesecake.
So you substitute for cream cheese, right?
Well, yeah, but you can actually, I mean, I've never done this myself, but I've just seen the recipes online, so I can't vouch for it, but it sounds pretty simple. It's like making ricotta cheese. You heat three kinds of dairy, heavy cream, half and half, and whole milk, and then you add lemon juice or vinegar to create curds and whey, and then you strain it. I don't know if I would go through all that hassle, but if you are really set on doing that, you can also add flavorings like olives and scallions or even chopped smoked salmon. So there are tons of recipes for all of that online. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are other things that you can do if you don't find your ingredients on the shelf. Like, for example, if you need sweetened condensed milk, you can substitute full-fat coconut milk. And if you simmer that down and add a little sweetener, it'll taste like sweetened condensed milk.
Wasn't that your favorite childhood treat, sweetened condensed milk?
Yes. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say that is my weakness in life. And if somebody gave me a can of it and I just opened it up and poured it into my mouth, I would be very happy.
Uh-huh.
And then you can also do evaporated milk. You know, it's the same process, but just don't add a sweetener. And if you need confectioner's sugar and you don't have access to it, confectioner's sugar is mixed with cornstarch to give it thickening power. So you can just do that yourself in the blender by adding cornstarch or arrowroot powder to, mm-hmm. you know, to the sugar, and then it turns into confectioner's sugar. And you can make brown sugar by adding your own molasses. So there you go. Those are just some tips, savvy tips.
And on the Savvy Planet website, you got some good dessert ideas.
Yes, I do, because it's like soup. My favorite dessert during, you know, the holidays, it's chocolate bark, and it's so fun to make. You can get super creative with it. You can make white milk or dark chocolate, add nuts, add candied fruit, and you can even add a shot of booze. And I have a bunch of recipes on savvy-planet.com. And if some of our listeners make their own bark, please, I'd love to hear from you. I want to know how creative you got. So go to savvy-planet.com and you'll see all those recipes.
Yeah, and you can leave Marianne a message there. All right, I'll see you soon, Marianne, for the happy hour where we'll have sweetened condensed milk cocktails. Looking forward to that. Good way to start the weekend.
Okay, it's a deal.